Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everybody, to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. This is Sharon Lecter, and today I just want to have an eye-to-eyeball conversation about goal setting. You know, you hear it a lot. What happens is in life, we get crazy. We do our to-do lists, and we have, like, big-time goals, or we set them at New Year's Eve. And I have to admit, this week, I really realized I got a little arrogant about goal setting. It's like, you know, I've gotten involved in this new company called Ula. I'll tell you a little bit about it. But I thought it was a great, it's actually a fantastic program for everybody. But I was like, in my mind, it was for people that are really trying to get started. They need some help, some really momentum in their life. And there was this little, you know, bit of, I'm going to say arrogance in my own life. And the fact that, you know, I'm financially free. I've been married 41 years. I've got two great kids, great grandkids, that, you know, I was really pretty good in all aspects of my life. And when I work with clients, we do this life wheel where you judge each of those areas. And that's what these guys have done. I've known them for years, they're retired chiropractors, and then they followed this principle and created success in their life, and they created this brand called ULA, stands for Ula La, right, to have a fantastic life. And they ended up having a company come and use the network marketing company Young Living, doing a bunch of essential oils for the product, and then they had another company do ULA teas, and they wrote some books, and all of a sudden they woke up and they had a million followers. They said, well, maybe we need to do something. Maybe this isn't a brand. This is a movement. So they got their rights back, and they've launched this company. And I'm just so proud of them. I told them I wanted to be part of it because it's gamified, and they use artificial intelligence to specifically give you a plan for you based on where you are today. And they, you know, talk about the seven F's of life, all right? Fitness, finance, family, faith, field, which is your business or your career, friends, and fun. Now, when I did my life wheel, I don't think I had fun as part of that. But I had this little arrogance. I didn't really need it. And when I went, I said, I need to go through the process. I need to go through the process if I'm going to be talking about it. And I'm telling you today, this has transformed me. It's made me happier. It's made me more excited about every day. And it's just little things like every single day, I have this little tracker. It's hard to see right here. Yeah, with this lights, but it's a little tracker that allows me to say when I'm doing a step. You can kind of see it sideways, but every single day I look at that and go, okay, it reminds me. Now, Mike and I had started on this nutritional weight loss plan and we're doing really well. And then we started on this and it's really helping us do better. And so it's like gone with the arrogance. I'm all in on this. And I think it's such a wonderful tool. And as a tool to help you figure out where you are today. Because the beauty of it is they spent a long time developing the artificial intelligence. So you go through an assessment, they assess you where you are, then you set your goals, and then they deliver specific content to you to help you get to where you are. Now, this podcast is going to sound like a sales pitch. It's not intended to be. I just want to share what's going on in my life and then play big, right? To be number one in your field, to live your legacy and create maximum impact. This is a tool that I thought was nice, that I wanted to share, that I started using, and now I love it for me. And so it's like old dogs can learn new tricks. But what are you doing to move yourself forward to set your goals in life. Because what we don't think about, we don't bring about. And many times we get so focused on making a living that we forget to make a life. And I am a workaholic. I love what I do. It's not work to me. But I have, over the last year or so, made sure I took time to be with my grandkids, with my husband, to do things outside, just driving results. And it makes me calmer, makes me a better person. And so I share this with you because I want to challenge you to think about how you're doing your goal setting, and are you actually monitoring your goal setting every single day? You reach out to me at info@SharonLechter if you want more information about what I'm doing. I'm happy to share it. But whatever tool you use, it really is, makes a big difference. You're talking about SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable or accountable, different A's, realistic, and time sensitive. Now, I've always been pretty good about setting goals, but I always usually forget the time sensitive, the time bound, and busted. So this one's really helping me keep accountable and really designing what I want to accomplish and when I want to accomplish it. And you're never too old. I kept thinking, well, this is a great tool for young people, but it's a great tool for me. It's made me happier just because I'm doing something to make my life better. I want you to commit to doing something to make your life better. I want you to think about your fitness goals. Very important. We've talked about that a lot. For Mike and I, we started off on this nutritional plan. We're in our second month, exercising every single day and being very strict about what we're eating, but it's all good food. No chemicals or anything, but we're taking care of making sure we're fueling our body appropriately. And family, Mike is right up at the ranch right now with our son and our grandson. He came home yesterday and we found out they were going up. And I said, turn around and go back up, be with your kid and your grandson. Three generations. I had an event I had to do this morning. I would be with them. And your faith. And for me, my faith is everything. Every single day, I say the prayer of Jabez. Dear God, bless me indeed. Expand my territory, enlarge my territory, which means allow me to impact more people than I could imagine. Yeah. Deliver your message to me. May your hand be with me, meaning tell me what to say. I'm here as a servant and a messenger that I may not harm or be harmed. The prayer of Jabez, some people say the prayer of Jabez. I say it before every interview, every speech, because it's so important to me to ask for support and my faith in a higher power. And then your field, your career, are you making a living or making a life? Are you working on creating a better life? Or are you just spending time for money? And then friends, over the last year and a half, a lot of us have become disconnected because of COVID. So one of my goals is to reach out to somebody I haven't talked to in a while and just have a conversation. Heart to heart, because that's emotion is what comes from hearing someone, seeing them, talking to them, heart to heart. And then fun. People spend their life charging, driving, achieving, but they don't take time to live. And so I want you to take an assessment of where you are in life in all those categories: fitness, finance, family, faith, field, friends, and fun. Judge yourself in each of those categories and then say, what do you need to do? What's your highest priority? And then make a plan. Make it specific, make it measurable, make it achievable. And you make yourself accountable for it, make it realistic, and give yourself a deadline. And it's amazing what it does for your self-confidence when you create that level of accountability in your own life And you feel so much better because you can click on this tracker I have with the ULA plan. You know, every day I hit and say when I accomplish one of my goals. And when I do, it tells me I have 22 action steps taken and I'm 5 days in a current streak. I love it. The gamification is going to keep me going back and making sure I accomplish those things each and every day. So that was my message for you today. I like to share the things that I'm doing to play big, to be number one in my field, to live my legacy and create maximum impact. And this is a new, brand new company that I'm getting involved in. Very proud of these guys. I've known them forever. Ultimate highest level of integrity. And so if you want to know more about it, reach out to me, info@SharonLechter. But most of all, make a commitment to yourself today to go out and elevate the fun in your life. Love you all. You are fantastic. You are fabulous. Have a great day. And thank you for being with me for this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn @SharonLechter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lechter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.